Hey, Doctor, could you tell me on the green jobs, on the Prince George's County Green Jobs Training Institute and Clean Tech Entrepreneurial Innovation Center, who runs that?
We actually, it's a joint partnership, and it's with the University of Maryland, with Prince George's Community College, with several organizations and agencies that at the state and national level.
Maybe dollars NSA. In there, and maybe...
Well, we're going after grant money for that
purpose. I mean like the Department of Labor Licensing and Regulation, and
yes.
State workforce people may be involved in that?
Absolutely. And it is also... we have one of our constituents locally who is leading that effort, and it's Major Riddick who is helping us with that.
Oh, good. Great. Okay. Thanks very much, Doctor, for your leadership. We go on now to Queen Anne's County.
Good afternoon, Governor O'Malley.
This is true. Good afternoon.
Mr. Francho, Mrs. Kopp, Lieutenant Governor Brown, Dr. Grasnick, and Dr. Weaver. We really appreciate the opportunity to come before you today to appeal three of our projects. My name is Carol Williamson. I'm superintendent of Queen Anne's County. And I brought with me today my Board of Education members. I have behind me our President, Mrs. Cindy Todd, our Vice President, Mr. Brio Tonelli, and two of our board members, Mrs. Lisa Darty and Mr. Eddie Miller. Our fifth board member sadly passed away this past December, and she is greatly missed. And I know she's here with us in spirit because she was quite an advocate for schools and for children. I also have some additional staff with me, and they're sitting in the back here. Some of our supporting staff will be able to help answer any questions you may have. Our Board of Education thanks you and your staff for the past support and generosity in helping meet our system's facility needs. The committee has recommended and the state has provided between $4 and $5 million for the last 3 years. That's over $17 million to our small county for the construction and renovation of school facilities. Recently, Maryland was once again recognized as the top educational system in the nation. The
Where
level
was
of
that?
Achievement.
Was that in Education Week magazine?
Yes.
Was that the second year in a row?
Yes.
Certainly
it was.
Okay. Second, and actually the third year. 3 years ago, we were second, I believe.
Do you find anybody in your county believes that when you tell them?
Yes, I do, and they're
Did
very
they?
Proud of it.
Good.
They're very proud of it, and we get to say, we're also a high-performing county, and so think of what that means to the education
That's
of your
good,
children.
Because I run into a lot of people saying, yeah, I don't believe that.
No.
Don't you? And other people run into that? I mean, I say it every now and again, but I run into people saying, I don't believe that. Must be those kids in Howard County. I don't know.
And in Queen Anne's.
And in Queen Anne's.
Your funding commitment to support the mission of public education is second to none, and our most important constituents, our students, are the clear beneficiaries of your efforts. On behalf of all of the citizens of Queen Anne's County, we thank you for all of the support that you've given us. Obviously, high-quality facilities are essential to maintain excellence in education. In our county, this past spring, Kent Island Elementary School and a renovation project was successfully completed. We were pleased to partner with the state and include new construction guidelines, including green school components and making the latest technology available to students and teachers. In April, our students moved into a state-of-the-art facility. Successes like this project can only occur when there is a partnership with the state and the local government. Our commissioners each year commit significant dollars to support our facilities. Today, we're here to appeal the funding level of Sudlersville Middle School. This school is an outdated educational facility desperately in need of replacing. The Sudlersville community, which is the highest poverty area in Queen Anne's County, has united and become energized in supporting this project. They look forward to the day when the school will become the long-awaited center of their proud community. Groundbreaking is tentatively scheduled for this February. In FY10, we projected a construction expenditure of $6.2 million. The state generously contributed $2.9 million in FY10, or about 47% of the year's construction costs. The remaining costs were covered by our local government, despite the difficult economy. However, our construction costs for the upcoming year, FY11, are estimated to be $15.8 million. We requested that the state contribute 5.1 $1 million in support of this project. Unfortunately, the IAC has only recommended $3.2 million, which is about 20% of the estimated cost for FY11. Don't misunderstand me. We greatly appreciate that support. However, like other counties around the state, the financial burden on local government is reaching the breaking point. Our local government is already supporting infrastructurally, utility, and logistical costs, including $650,000 for the cost of an access road, $400,000 for the cost of a railroad crossing and permit use, $1.2 million for the cost of water and sewer utility upgrades, and $80,750 for the cost of electrical upgrades. Based on the above, it's clear that our local government has already committed project-related expenditures in excess of $2 million even before our considering the project required local expenditure. Our fear is that the proposed level of state support in FY11 may extend the time it will take to finish this new school because our local government will simply not have the financial means to absorb such a high percentage, approximately 80% of the FY11 costs. Therefore, on behalf of the Sudlersville students, we respectfully ask that you restore $1.8 million that was in our original request to keep this critical project on schedule. The second project we're appealing is the Churchill Elementary School. This is for an addition. We requested planning approval for the project, and IAC recommended deferment on the request due to enrollment issues. We recognize and respect IAC's hesitancy on approving the request. However, the Board of Education members and our county commissioners still remain convinced that a proactive approach to plan for imminent increase in enrollment for this facility remains the most prudent approach. Churchill Elementary School is a high-performing pre-K-5 school, and I might add it's a Title I school, with all-day kindergarten. The school was renovated with an addition in 1998 with a student enrollment capacity of 297 students. The current student enrollment capacity at the school is 380, and we expect the school to exceed the state rated capacity by 2012. Current development plans and residential construction permit applications suggest that when the economy changes, the need for an elementary school seats in the area will rapidly emerge. There are two relocatable classrooms currently on site to accommodate programs and enrollment. We will be forced to continue adding more relocatable classrooms as the student population increases. It's sensible, therefore, that we commence planning now to fully prepare for the anticipated influx of new students. And we ask that you grant us planning permission. Our third project we're here to appeal is also for planning, and it's for Stevensville Middle School renovation. We requested planning approval to modernize the school. IAC recommended deferment on this request due to enrollment issues. However, this request was not based on enrollment. Instead, school desperately needs infrastructural renovation and modernization to keep pace with the three middle schools in the county. The school was last renovated in 1980 with an addition in 1992. And although we have implemented systemic upgrades and maintenance throughout aging school program funds, this effort is not sufficient to accommodate the school facility needs. A total renovation will improve the instructional layout, offer an opportunity to make the school more energy efficient, and provide the infrastructural technology upgrades to the school. So in conclusion, we do recognize that there are scarce resources available and that you do have an especially difficult task in front of you. However, we're hopeful that we have provided sufficient justifications to you for you to reconsider our requests. Our technical staff and I are here to answer any questions that you may have at this point.
Questions? Dr. Williamson, what year was Sudlersville Middle School built?
Sudlersville Middle School back in the 1953. I think, Controller Francho, you visited that school.
Yes.
And saw how deplorable the conditions were.
It was described to me as just horribly old, and I think it was... Mm-hmm. Frankly, built after I was born. So.
Me too, sir.
You have a great community there.
We do.
And I'm delighted that you're giving support, and I hope that the appeal will be successful.
They ask every day if we're going to start this groundbreaking. They're very excited about the project.
Dr. I was just curious about the Stevenson bill. What is the enrollment issue? I mean, it doesn't sound like an enrollment warning to me.
Yeah, I was just asking the same question. We examine these pretty much every 2 weeks. We meet internally and go over this. And that's the question that will be coming up the next time we meet, is to see about eligibility of that
project. And if it's for infrastructure for present.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I may add that our county commissioners have set aside money for us to do the planning this year if we can get into that funding stream and get approval.
Doctor, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you all for what you did for our kids. How many schools do anything on school construction, Dr. Grasmick? I mean, how many states? Is it only 17 of us or something like that?
Yeah.
So there's only 17 states that do anything towards school construction.
And can I say something else? In a lot of states, there's a lot of corruption
Good. Okay. Let's St. Mary's, the Mother County.
Governor, good afternoon. Members of the Board of Public Works, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm Michael Martirano. I'm the proud superintendent of the St. Mary's County Public School System, located in the Mother County, St. Mary's County. Joined with me today is Mr. Brad Clements, our Chief Operating Officer, Ms. Kimberly Howe, our Supervisor of Capital Planning, and also Larry Hartwick, our Supervisor of Design and Construction. Very pleased to be in front of you today and recognizing the fact that we are the number one school system in the United States. Very proud of that. We like to say in St. Mary's County that we have been a major contributor to the academic metrics that have allowed us to achieve such a wonderful rating. Governor, we have collaboratively worked with the state and county to meet all of our infrastructure needs and capacity needs over the last several years. We've created ongoing partnerships with our local businesses and community to expand our educational pathways, which we're very proud of that educational delivery model, as well as to improve our construction partnerships. I'm very proud of this next metric that I want to share with you. Our minority business enterprise participation rate has increased from an all-time low of 0 to 4% prior to 2008 to an all-time high of 25.15%. And that's quite frankly remarkable for a rural county such as St. Mary's County.
Right.
And I think that begs the question, Governor, why has that been? Because we've taken a very aggressive posture of reaching out to members of the minority business enterprise, getting people in for training, assisting them in the application completion, and our work is not done there, but we're very proud of that overall approach of which we've taken. In our school system, we have some very innovative programs. We have a very strong and robust STEM program, which we are most proud of, which is a linkage to the pipeline for the STEM initiative, which links into the Patuxent Naval Air Station, a very robust program. Very successful charter school, the only charter school in Southern Maryland that exists, and we're very proud of the implementation. We have an Academy of Finance, increasing the aspect of financial literacy. A technology center, which is directly linked to the workforce readiness, as a major mantra in our school system is workforce ready and college ready. And also a global and international studies program to make certain that our students will be competing in the global international workforce. All of this works together as far as achieving our goals for all of our children in the sense of workforce ready and college ready. We have a very dedicated staff, very committed, and we like to define ourselves as a very high-performing school system in the state of Maryland. We are very proud of it. Our facilities are phenomenal. We've worked very hard over the last decade with our modernization program, but what I'm most proud about this year is we opened a brand-new elementary school, Evergreen Elementary School, hence the name For Evergreen. It was the first new school to be added to the St. Mary's County inventory since 1981. And I'd like to say that my colleague from Montgomery County was here talking about the number of green schools, that Evergreen was dubbed the greenest school in the state of Maryland by the Baltimore Sun. And we'd like to take that mantle at this moment and run with that. We're very proud of that, and we did meet the gold certification, and we're one of 25 schools in the United States to achieve that. It is a remarkable school, and I know that you were with us during the groundbreaking. Several individuals here, Dr. Grasmick was here for the dedication. It was phenomenal. We're also approaching this from the vantage point of the aspect of a teaching tool, that we recognize we can talk about all the green features that we're all talking about today, but we've made this a total immersion for our students. We want our students living and breathing the aspect of energy conservation, and we've embraced this in our instructional program, and it is quite the overall facility. It is going to be viewed, Governor, as a prototype building. We are so proud of this design. We've been nominated for several awards for this school from the architectural aspect of it, and we are going to be using this as a prototype, and I'm going to talk about this as I make my request here in a moment. We are here today to appeal two projects. One is Leonardtown Middle School, and I know, Controller, you have intimate knowledge of that. You visited the school last year. This is a school that I like to have that has vestiges back to the 1970s. Where there were open space classrooms, still the bright orange and yellow colors from that wonderful period of time in our history. And, well, yes, I think even Greg Brady may have attended that school at some point. It was built in 1974. We are trying to move forward with a renovation that will modernize that school, bring it up to the aspect of all the systems that need to be brought up to speed to move that forward. And we are appealing today for $1.1 million to move that forward for the cash flow so that we can begin this project as soon as possible. Governor, our next project is we are appealing and seeking planning approval for our next new elementary school. St. Mary's County is still very much of a growing county. This past year, we received 450 new students. We're expecting to receive between 100 and 200 new students next year. And we now have a site acquired with the cooperation of our local elected officials, and we are going to use the Evergreen facility as a prototype school, making the necessary adjustments to enhance that with all the technology initiatives that we have as well, geothermal heating. And the unique feature about the current school that we're talking about has a comparison between geothermal heating and forced air heating. We're actually collecting data which individuals at the state level as well as the federal level are very interested, because we talk about the recouping of those funding, and we're going to be able to advance that hopefully with a full geothermal heating system in this new school that we're seeking approval for. So members of the Board of Public Works, members of the entire group here today, we thank you for your support. We are very proud of the efforts that are occurring in St. Mary's County. We appreciate your support because we like to say in St. Mary's County Public Schools, our children are winning every day, and we recognize the importance of having some wonderful facilities for that learning experience to take place. We thank you for your time today. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for your leadership and constant improvement. Controller?
Excellent presentation.
Thank you, sir.
Whatever you have for lunch, I want some of it.
And I'm pretty calm right now. Wait till I get wrapped up.
Where is the second elementary school going to be located?
Located in the heart of Leonardtown, as you are right near the governmental center. You've probably been there. It's a property called, as we call, the Hayden property, right on Hollywood Road, but right in the development district where our students are needed.
Smart site.
Yes.
And is the new population growth among students, is that attributable to your local economy, to the military?
We have a series of sort of a confluence of events. We've tried to really determine that this year. I think several things have occurred this year. We're a very appealing school district to move into. We had a number of individuals move into the district this year. I think the economy also. We had a number of multifamily dwellings and multiple families living in the same home. But the economy has maintained a rather robust level because of the economic engine, the Patuxent Naval Air Station, and that has brought new individuals in. Plus, we've had the balance out. We've had a parochial school that is closed, too, which didn't yield a number of new students, but we did absorb approximately 40 new students from that capacity. And then because of the reputation of our public school system, a number of individuals are leaving private school and returning to public school because of the high quality of instruction that is occurring in our schools. So a variety of factors are affecting that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We were bemoaning our reputation of excellence earlier, Mr. Chairman. People know that Maryland schools are excellent. They're starting to send all their children to them. What a horrible thing, huh? I'm being facetious. It's getting late. You all are doing great. Thank you.
Can I ask you just a question about the lead school, the Evergreen?
Yes.
Project in general, but this one in particular. Who owns the drawings or the intellectual property or whatever goes into this? Do you?
We do. We contracted with the architects. We own that. We've been working very closely with our architect, again, and obviously using that to replicate that, but we do once we contract that.
So then do you advertise in other states and other areas this furniture?
As far as us advertising, we've had a number of school districts as far as California who've been in touch with us because of the publicity that this school has received. And we're very assertive in being able to talk about that. We've not gone out and advertised to promote that, but we have presented at a number of conferences. We've taken this to our Chamber of Commerce. And because, again, much of the publicity, we've received a number of questions from this. And we're very proud to be able to share that information.
Well, that's very excellent. But what I was wondering was whether there were any way to leverage it into revenue for the school system.
Into other school systems?
Leverage your ownership of this intellectual property, if you were the owner, into revenues for your school
system. That's a question. Yeah, we've not discussed that. I think that's a wonderful question because we get the intellectual capital property. I've had a question about that today as far as curriculum items, and that's one that we haven't thought about. That's a wonderful comment.
It saves them money if they have something.
Yes.
And it's not our precedent. We had a school in Queen Anne's where the drawings were used for Baltimore County.
Yes.
Newtown.
Well, I'm thinking even outside
the
state.
Yeah.
Not so we're taking money from ourselves.
just a caution, though, that there are some intellectual property issues associated with the sharing of architectural drawings.
Well, that's what I wondered.
Liability travels to the original architect of record, even when the project is used in a different jurisdiction, even if it's taken over and bought by a different jurisdiction. So the original architect of record would still be liable. The project has to literally be redrawn by a new architectural firm, not simply copy the details, the plans, and so forth, but has to be redrawn in order for it to become the possession and for liability to travel from the original architect to a new architect. So these issues do complicate the situation.
I do understand, but it's still worth it.
Thanks very much.
Thank you very much. Great seeing all of you. Thank you very much.
Washington County. Dr. Morgan, congratulations to you for making us proud.
Thank you very much.
Now, Dr. Morgan, you were named what? Number one county school superintendent in the world or something?
I don't think there is that title, but no, I'm one of the final four for the National Superintendent of
That's awesome. They're very proud of you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that accolade. I went to the press conference last week. It was nerve-wracking, but I did Maryland proud.
You just got to take that in. It's so rarely that you get the accolades and thanks in your job.
Very
so just take it in.
To have this
go back to work, and the PTA will kick the bejesus out.
I'm a child of the 60s. It's the trip that counts. So I'm enjoying the trip, man. Anyway, thank you so much for allowing us this opportunity. And I want to first begin by thanking all of you for not only the funding, but for the support, in many ways the human support that you've given to Washington County in so many respects is worth even more than the money, even though we're here to ask you for more money today. But like my colleagues who come before me in speaking to you, Washington County is doing extremely well. I think you know that. Dr. Grasmick has noted that we're one of the most improved systems in the state. Last year, we made adequate yearly progress in all of our schools at all grade levels in all subgroups, and we're very proud of that. And I think MSDE and so many others have been a partner in that. Talking about growth, we're in our ninth consecutive year of growth. We've grown by about 2,500 students during that time period, whereas there was zero growth just before that. Many people are now coming over the mountain. for a whole variety of reasons. But we're finding that the growth has really stretched our schools. Just yesterday, we had a very difficult redistricting. The board voted on 23 proposals, and right now we're just having to redistrict and redistrict again and again to accommodate all of this growth. During this period, Washington County has also grown in poverty levels. Whereas we were at 27% 9 years ago, we're now 42% of our students qualify for free and reduced price meals across
county. What percentage?
County, 42. And elementary, it's 56%. So more than half of our elementary school students qualify for free and reduced price meals. Also, along with the increasing poverty, is a lot of...
Because of the economy of the county or the people coming here?
I think it's both. I think it's that there is available housing that is much less expensive than in Frederick or Montgomery and, you know, the city in Burns. I think it's that because of the educational levels of the adults in our county, probably there are lower incomes. It's a whole variety of factors. Which we overlook when we're educating our students. That's the parents, but we educate the kids, and we've come a very, very long way with many challenges. In fact, in the governor's report on child well-being, we rank in the lowest quadrant on children being safe, intact homes, the factors that you measure, yet in the area of basically bringing students from where they are, we rank in the top quadrant. In that report. We're proud of that as well. We, as you know, because of our growth, we've come before you before and asking you for support for new schools. This year we're asking you for support even though we have 9 systemic schools. Our priority projects are the 3 schools, Antietam Academy, which is an alternative school for students who really need a different kind of education and a different environment. We thank you from the $1 million we've received so far, and we're asking for $3.4 million more. Eastern Primary, tremendous growth area along the eastern tier of the county in Hagerstown, and east towards Smithsburg and down toward Boonesboro, Maryland. You've given us $5 million, and we need $1.4 million more in order to complete that project. We also, I think you all know by now, the Barbara Ingram School for the Arts. We're very proud of the school. It opened this year. If you haven't come, please do. It's gorgeous. It exemplifies the nth degree of partnerships. Many people have participated in the development of that school. As you may recall, we borrowed the money under the alternative financing legislation. We're proud of that, too, even though it was a very big note. We think it is an alternative, and more school systems should be looking at that kind of financing. But we invite the state to participate in it. We're asking you for $620,000 for that school. By the way, Barbara Ingram is also an award-winning school. Next month, when I go with the Final Four, we're also going to be getting an award, architectural award. It is the national architectural award that the American Association of School Administrators gives. So we're very, very excited about that. In the area of high-performance construction, we've obviously moved into that area. We'll have our first 2 geothermal schools. We have an energy manager, which gives us a great advantage. He has now paid his salary over at least, I don't know, how many times? It's amazing what he's able to analyze and the money he's been able to save us and the advice that he's able to give us on school construction.
Have you been able to rent any of your building tops like Montgomery County has for photovoltaic or any of that yet?
Yeah. Well, I should have introduced the vice president of our board, Dr. Justin Hardings.
Doctor.
And Boyd Michael, who's our deputy superintendent, and Rob Rollins, head of construction and planning. In the area of MBE, you've asked us this in the past. We've worked very hard at it. It has been a goal for us to get to at least 15% given our area. I know there are local standards, but we also look at the state standards. We just had our second workshop in this area. There was a really, really good group, very good discussion. We've gone from 0% MBE just a few years ago, and we're now at least over 10%, and climbing. With our new schools, I think it will be more like 13% for our new schools. So, again, we've come from zero. We've worked very hard in that area. Last area I wanted to highlight is that because we are a poverty district, we're not a wealthy school system, we have looked for money in lots of different directions. And, again, aside from the note and the borrowing for BISPA, for Barbara Ingram School for the Arts, we have developed some unique partnerships and people who are participating with us in fixing up our schools or just a variety of things through a relationship with the Penmar, which is a BRAC, the Penmar Corporation, and COPT, the Corporate Office Properties Trust, now owns the base. They gave us $1 million to fix our school in Cascade, because that's where the base is going to be developed, and everybody decided that we needed to have a school that was not only presentable, but that was brought up to modern standards. So the $1 million is going in renovations for the school, all new windows. We're going to have air conditioning there, all new flooring, a whole variety of things. So we wanted to mention that we're working hard at that. And also in prototype schools, we'll be having a workshop on we'll be having a presentation before the Board of Education. We have some people coming who will talk about prototype schools.
Mr. Controller? How do you measure success at the Barbara Ingram School for the Arts?
That's a really good question. Well, first and foremost, of course, we have, you know, students there who are regular high school students, grades 9 through 12. And I think we will have to measure the academic success as we do in every other high school. But as far as the success of the school, the fact that now for the second year, and we're just going through the auditions and the portfolios that kids have to do for the second year, we have many more students than we have slots for them. Last year, we made our amount of slots. I think success can also be measured. We have 28 students in the school who are from other states, other counties, have come back from homeschooling and private schools. That's a large number in a school that only has 160 students right now. And I think I'd measure success because it has generated an excitement, just a tremendous feeling of goodwill, and it's provided an option for the kind of student that really needs that environment.
Do you have a relationship for your employees with the Washington County Health System, Jim Hamill's group? Do they get health care through, do they help you treat chronic illnesses and things, or is there some?
Most certainly. They help us in so many areas. The health system provides our nurses in the schools. The Robin Wood Center, the medical center there, is probably our primary care facility for our employees. We have many partnerships with them, and Jim and I have a great relationship, and we've done some projects together.
Thank you, Governor.
We thank you again for Pangborn, by the way, and the support there. Beautiful school.
Doctor, thanks very, very much. We will do our best.
Good luck.
Well, congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you.
Make these guys take you out to dinner before you all go back to the mountains, too.
Thank you.
Wacomico County. We're joined here by Rick Pollitt, who is the county executive, the one and only county executive of Wacomico County, and also Chairman Norm Conway, a pillar of fiscal responsibility in our great state, where the plowman and the fisherman exist together in mutuality and respect for one another.
Good afternoon, Governor O'Malley, and Board of Public Works, and Dr. Grasmick and Dr. Lieber. Good to see you again. I'm John Fredrickson, Superintendent of Schools of Wicomico County. We're very pleased and proud to be here to tell you a little bit about our final appeal for the James M. Bennett High School project in Wicomico County. And we are here to request the final $3.9 million for our project to finish it so that we can open up this school this fall 1 year early. You've already given us $34 million for the construction towards the state portion of the funding. The county has already fully funded their portion of it in 3 years. We are responding. We were put on request for a stretched out fourth year funding for this project, and we continued with that, we complied with it, and we have maintained it. We're looking for the last portion of the $9.9 million. Previously, we were funded by the IAC, of approximately $7 million, their recommendation. We're looking for the final portion so that this building can be paid for, we can accept it, and we can open it for students this fall. I just want to tell you a little bit about Wicomico County. We have a continuously improving school system. Our test scores are going up. We did have one school system, one school building within our schools that did not make IUIP on special education. We're working diligently to make sure that that occurs. We're very proud to look at all of our schools, particularly at the ones that are going into STEM initiatives. And also we have Northwestern Elementary School, which is a Blue Ribbon School of Excellence, one of six in the state of Maryland, one of two elementary schools, and we're very, very proud of that. We're looking forward to also utilizing skills and best practices from that school to be able to bring to our other schools to help all of our students achieve to this level of success that they need to in today's current society. We have the fifth most at-risk population of students in the state of Maryland. We're really concerned about that because we have below-average levels of funding and the like. So we're working very hard to address situations like 49% of our students are qualified for free and reduced meals. We have a situation, however, that we're trying to address that with, trying to involve our parents more closely with the schools. We're dealing with the tough issues that everyone else is, like redistricting. This evening I'll go back to my redistricting committee and we'll meet a few new people. And we're also dealing with the budget reductions that everyone else is facing. But we're very proud of the fact that we've got a building that is going to be opening 1 year early compared to original schedules, original plans. Our contractor, Whiting Turner, has done a phenomenal job. I think the economy probably has given us a little bit of advantage. They've been able to move a few more of their managers to come and work with us and make this project come forward. It is a sustainable, high-performance school system. We're using geothermal. We're using ultra-low-flow plumbing. We're using natural daylight harvesting with an integrated computerized light control system. We're saving 430,000 pounds of CO2. That's enough CO2 every year for each of us to have two SUVs sitting in the parking lot. That's how many pounds of CO2 we're going to save per year with the heating system on that. We're looking at reclaiming stormwater to be able to use for irrigation. We're putting an Energy Star roofing. We're very, very proud of that because this is going to allow us, just on the energy consumption side, $51,000. That's almost enough money to put a teacher in the classroom, and that's where our dollars need to go. We are also very pleased with our minority business enterprises activity. We have 17% participation, in fact, 20.56% overall, and that's with no waivers. And if you're familiar with the Eastern Shore area, we don't have a large catchment area of contractors to draw from, and we've been able to do that through the fine work of Brand Foray and Liesl Ashby, two of the people that I have with me today to answer the detailed question. Finally, we need to get this overcrowded, aging facility with bad infrastructure. I mean, it's old. It's worn out. We've made it last 50 years. We need to get that offline. We need to bring on a tool that really will help us achieve the success our students need. And recognizing the financial difficulties of the state, we have dropped our Northwest Elementary School heating, ventilation, air conditioning system upgrade, and our Pittsville roof to make this budget work in these tight times. This is our number one priority. That's the James M. Bennett High School, the final money to be able to make the final payment so we can open it up this fall. I stand for any questions you might have. Thank you.
So right now we have $7 million and you need another two.
2.975.
2.9. What's 975 among friends?
It's changed. Thank you.
Oh. Yes, sir. Please.
Mr. Chairman, do you want to say anything?
I think Sue McVendon's explained it very well. Just happened to see a Travels with Charlie on WBOC the other evening, Governor, and they highlighted you again with a guitar.
That was fun down there.
And really, really nice job. But I just want to reiterate one thing, and that is the agreement that was made originally for the James M. Bennett High School to expand it 4 years instead of three. And the board has done that. They didn't do that for the county council. They still had to meet their three-year obligation. But we're at a point now where the school is ready to open, and we did have an agreement. I would hope that we can find the way to meet the agreement, finish the payment, and open the school.
I would hope so, too. Number of times, Mr. Chairman, you've told me how great this high school is. I don't know who James M. Bennett was, but Norman A.
when I was in school.
Was he?
Well, they ought to, a few years ago.
They ought to think about it being, is it A, is that your middle initial? Norman A. Conway?
Eight.
Yeah, okay. Norman High School, that's what I say. A number of times. Maybe an annex or something over there. But thank you for all your leadership.
Anything else? We will remember you more than all of the other presentations.
I hope it's for good things.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks very, very much.
Okay,
hold on 1 second.
No, they can go, but Dr. Weaver just needs to make the motion for us as well. For you to approve the 75% of the capital improvement program. These are the appeals for the remaining money made, but he needs to get the capital improvement program approved now.
Requesting approval of a capital improvement program of $250 million, $187.5 million in specific projects and a contingency of $62.5 million. I would like to call your attention to one new feature in the capital improvement on the summary page that you have in your package. The last line says statewide. We are recommending an allocation of $375,000, which will be used for the outsourcing of design reviews, so it will no longer be an operating budget item. It will now be paid for through the capital program for the reviews, design development, schematic design of major projects.
Is that the Department?
Department of
General
Services.
You?
Yes.
Okay. And we used to charge them a fee to review their plan?
Not operating budget, this is the way it's done.
Right. So we take it out of capital off the top of this. Okay. The motion, so what do we need? A motion from the treasurer?
The motion, the item is in front of you. It's item number 12 in the secretary's agenda. Okay. The motion.
Treasurer makes a motion, seconded by the comptroller. All in favor, signal by saying aye. Aye. All opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Thank you all very, very much.
Thank you.